Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chillum. This week on the show, I'm highlighting the songbook of one of the most successful and celebrated songwriters of the Great American Songbook, Frank Lesser. Lesser had an interesting career. In the 1930s, he began strictly as a lyricist, working with greats like Hoagy Carmichael, Burton Lane, and Jimmy McHugh. Then during World War II, he dabbled in writing his own music, and it turned out he excelled at both. This hour, I'll be highlighting his songs from the latter half of his career as both a composer and lyricist, including songs from his celebrated Broadway musical Guys and Dolls. It's more of Frank Lesser, coming up next on Afterglow.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you. Thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine. It's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless hate. I've really never been in love before. It's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
Chet Baker in 1956 with Frank Lesser's I've Never Been in Love Before, originally written for the 1950 Broadway musical Guys and Dolls. This comes from the 1956 reissue of the landmark LP Chet Baker Sings, one of the six tracks added to the original 1954 album featuring Russ Freeman on piano. I've Never Been in Love Before should not be confused with I've Been in Love Before, a 1940 song with lyrics also by Frank Lesser. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songbook of one of the most talented songwriters of the American songbook, Frank Lesser. Frank Lesser's career can really be split in two. He was born in New York in 1910, the son of two Prussian immigrants who both loved and or taught classical music. Frank naturally went in the other direction, quitting piano lessons and falling in love with the bustling popular music scene in New York. He was a poor student, but not because he lacked aptitude, but rather he lacked discipline. When he left college, after pursuing some odd jobs, he stumbled upon a career as a lyricist in Tin Pan Alley. It turns out Frank had a real knack for writing lyrics that captured the spirit of the times. For about a decade, mostly out in Hollywood, he worked with some of the music industry's best tunesmiths, like Hoagy Carmichael, Jimmy McHugh, Burton Lane, and Julie Stein, writing the words to hit songs like Heart and Soul, I Hear Music, Let's Get Lost, and I Don't Want to Walk Without You. This is the first part of his career, but in this episode, I want to focus on the second part of his career. In 1941, shortly after the U.S. entered World War II, Lesser was motivated to write some patriotic tunes. He was inspired by a line spoken by a Navy chaplain during the bombing of Pearl Harbor, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition." He had gotten in the habit of writing an example melody to his lyrics, but in this case, his sample melody did just the trick. According to his brother, music critic Arthur Lesser, the simple, straightforward melody that Frank wrote, quote, "tastes like school, church, grandma, and biscuits, a masterstroke of diplomacy, aptness, and good business," end quote. His inaugural song as both a lyricist and composer, using that famous quote as a title, "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition," ended up being a major success. Two versions made it to the pop charts, and the song sold several hundred thousand copies in its first few months. Here's one hit version now from 1942. This is The Merry Max with Frank Lesser's first solo song, "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition," on Afterglow.
Down went the gunner, a bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the sky pilot, gave the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside his book.
Shoutin', "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to be a politician. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea."
Yes, the sky pilot said it. You've got to give him credit, for a son of a gun of a gunner was he.
Shoutin', "Praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord and swing into position.
Hallelujah.
Can't afford to be a politician.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea.
Oh brother, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
pass the ammunition. Oh brother, praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
pass the ammunition. Oh brother,
praise the Lord,
hallelujah,
pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Oh brother,
praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission.
Oh brother,
all aboard, we're not a going fishing.
Oh brother,
praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Yes,
yes, the sky pilot wrote it. Join me while I quote it. There's a plenty religion for you and for me.
Shout and praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Shout and praise the Lord!
The Mary Max in 1942 with Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, a World War II anthem, and the first song with lyrics and music by Frank Lesser. Lesser would revive this quasi-gospel revival anthem style in a few different Broadway songs later in his career. More on that later this hour. Frank Lesser wrote several songs for the war effort. He enlisted as a private in the Army and was, in fact, officially tasked with writing entertainment for soldiers. In 1945, he wrote the epic Ballad of Roger Young, an elegy for a soldier who lost his life, and a song that became part of the repertoire of storytelling folk singers like Burl Ives. And Frank Lesser wrote the tongue-in-cheek song What Do You Do in the Infantry, a song that captures the monotony of certain parts of military life, made famous by Bing Crosby.
There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in art. And what do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike.
After the war, Frank Lesser made his way back to Hollywood and started writing more songs for films, like he had done prior to the war, but now he was using his own melodies. By 1947, he was writing several songs for many Hollywood musicals, including songs like Tallahassee, written for the 1947 film Variety Girl, and a minor hit at the time.
Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee. The Southland.
And there was the more enduring song, I Wish I Didn't Love You So, written for the 1947 film The Perils of Pauline. And let's hear that one now. This is Aretha Franklin in 1964 with Frank Lesser's I Wish I Didn't Love You So on Afterglow.
And I wish I didn't love you so.
Aretha Franklin in 1964 with Frank Lesser's I Wish I Didn't Love You So, a song written for the 1947 Betty Hutton film The Perils of Pauline, and a song that's since gone on to be performed by the likes of Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, and others. Frank Lesser continued to write hit songs for Hollywood films in the late 1940s, as well as independent songs. Two of his hit numbers from this period have become perennial favorites, mostly because of their association with winter holidays. One was the song What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, written in 1947, which became a hit that year for the singer Margaret Whiting.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's, New Year's Eve?
The other was a song that Lesser and his wife, Lynn, used to perform at parties beginning in 1944, and which later won an Academy Award after being featured in the 1949 film Neptune's Daughter. That other song was another wintertime classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. My mother will start.
That was Margaret Whiting again, alongside Johnny Mercer. This song, Baby It's Cold Outside, has fallen out of favor in recent years because of the regressive sexual politics of its message, which is all about a guy refusing to hear the word no. In 1949, however, it was not really considered all that problematic of a song. In fact, it was considered to be far less problematic than another Frank Lesser song from 1948 called I'd Like to Get You on a Slow Boat to China. According to actress and swimmer Esther Williams, who starred in Neptune's Daughter, I'd Like to Get You on a Slow Boat to China, a romantic song all about trying to find a very long amount of alone time, was originally considered for the film Neptune's Daughter, but deemed too risque by the censors. So the more tame Baby It's Cold Outside was chosen instead. Let's hear that other song now. This is Frank Sinatra on the Lucky Strike Your Hit Parade radio show, broadcast on New Year's Day, 1949, with Frank Lesser's On a Slow Boat to China on Afterglow.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore. Out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. No verse to this here song, 'cause I don't wanna wait a moment too long to say that out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
spring will be a little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where is our April of old? You and winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late. So I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this
Sarah Vaughan in 1953 with Frank Lesser's Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, a 1943 song he wrote for the film Christmas Holiday. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with Axel Stordahl and his orchestra on the radio in 1949 with Frank Lesser's I'd Like to Get You on a Slow Boat to China. In 1946, Frank Lesser was tapped to lend his talents to another medium, the Broadway show. He was asked to write the music to an adaptation of the farce Charlie's Aunt, when the original choice, Harold Arlen, was unavailable. The musical, now titled Where's Charlie, opened in 1948, and it became a success. It ran for nearly 800 performances, mostly on the back of its star, Ray Bolger, a.k.a. the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz, and on the strength of Frank Lesser's songs. One of those songs was called My Darling, My Darling, which became a hit for Doris Day and Buddy Clark that same year.
My darling,
my darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling,
my darling.
And the other was a song which became a jazz standard. Let's hear that other one now. This is Mel Torme in 1960 with Frank Lesser's Once in Love with Amy on Afterglow.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, sets your heart on fire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her, trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy. I'm always fascinated by her. Amy sets my heart on fire. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with candy and with flowers. Amy wails away for hours. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in, Amy'd rather stay in, Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Little Amy's in love with me, boy.
Mel Torme and arranger Marty Paich in 1960 with Once in Love with Amy, a song from the 1948 Frank Lesser musical Where's Charlie? This song became a standout number from the show when star Ray Bolger used to invite the audience to sing along with him on stage night after night. We'll hear more music written by Frank Lesser in just a bit, including music from some of his other Broadway musicals. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the world of lyricist and composer Frank Lesser this hour. By 1950, Frank Lesser had already established himself as one of the most reliable lyricists in the music industry, and he had spent the last 5 years proving that he could also write a memorable tune. And yet, over the next decade, he would find that his biggest successes came from the Broadway stage. His next Broadway show, Guys and Dolls, from 1950, became an all-time Broadway classic. Based on the colorful characters from the stories of Damon Runyon, Guys and Dolls was a critical and commercial success, running for over 1,000 performances and earning Lesser a Tony Award. The show was praised for its tight construction, but also for Lesser's delightful songs. New York Daily News critic John Chapman wrote, quote, Frank Lesser has written a score that will get a big play on jukeboxes, over the radio, and in bistros throughout the land, end quote. And indeed, that has become true. Many of the songs have become standards, and let's hear a few of them now. First, let's hear a version of the title song. This is Blossom Dearie in 1960 from her LP Soubrette Sings Broadway Hit Songs with Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls on Afterglow.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane. When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough. When you see a dame change the shape of her frame, you can bet she's reducing it for some guy. When you find a doll with her diamond in hock, rest assured that the rock is gone to restock some gentleman jock. When you see a mouse hurry out of the house, and she runs 20 blocks for cigars and rye, call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can give odds forever that the doll's only doing it for some guy. When a lazy slob takes a good steady job, and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol, when a guy buys wine that the guy can't afford, you can bet that the guy is making a try for some little broad. When you see a mug just let out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fal de rol, call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll. You can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
We're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss goodnight, that's the way I just gotta behave. And if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with a quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Oh, and if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Well, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Yes, were a bear.
Dinah Washington in 1956 from the album In a Land of Hi-Fi with If I Were a Bell, originally by Frank Lesser from his 1950 musical Guys and Dolls. Before that, the title track from that musical performed by Blossom Dearie in 1960. Guys and Dolls went on to become an enduring hit. It was revived on Broadway three times, including a revival in 1976 with an all-black cast. And it's played on London's West End five times. In 1955, the musical was turned into a major motion picture, starring Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra. Brando and Sinatra were both Academy Award-winning actors by that point, but they were controversial castings for different reasons. Brando was a mediocre singer at best, and was barely passable compared to the voice Frank Sinatra. Sinatra, on the other hand, was almost too good of a singer. His smooth singing style didn't quite fit the perpetually out-of-luck character of Nathan Detroit, which was portrayed by the non-singer Sam Levine in the original Broadway cast. Lesser hated Sinatra's casting and apparently went to his deathbed without ever watching the film. Nevertheless, Guys and Dolls and its story of no-good gamblers became perpetually associated with Sinatra, especially during his Rat Pack years in Vegas. Let's hear him now performing a song from the show, although a song that was performed by Marlon Brando in the film. This is Frank Sinatra live at the Sands Casino in Vegas in 1966 with Frank Lesser's Luck Be a Lady on Afterglow.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me, the pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on another guy's dice. Keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. How about you being a lady with me? A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't nice, just not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on another guy's dice. How about we keep this party polite? Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby. I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Guys and Dolls by Frank Lesser.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong, for the people all said, "Sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat." The people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist, for the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip." The people all said, "Beware, beware, you'll scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie on your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I whispered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Or the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy that you'll never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat."
T
two Rat Pack members singing songs from Frank Lesser's musical Guys and Dolls. Just now we heard Sammy Davis Jr. in 1963 with Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, a number that has a similar kind of quasi-religious gospel revival sound as Frank Lesser's first hit song, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Count Basie live in Las Vegas in 1966 with Luck Be a Lady. After the success of Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser spent most of the rest of his career working on Broadway. He made one more brief attempt writing for film in 1952, writing songs for the Samuel Goldwyn movie Hans Christian Andersen. Star Danny Kaye helped introduce these new children's songs written by Lesser, including Thumbelina, Anywhere I Wander, and The Inchworm, some of which became standards.
Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigolds, you and your arithmetic.
But his next show on Broadway, 1956's The Most Happy Fella, was a bigger success. The show, based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play and somewhat reminiscent of the Cyrano de Bergerac story, was Lesser's most ambitious work yet. He wrote the music, lyrics, and the book, and it unfolds almost like an opera with very little dialogue. The music and story are intertwined, and as a result, the individual songs were not as memorable as some of his older songs. However, a few were excerpted and recorded by other artists. Let's hear one of those now, and we'll follow this up with a song from his less successful follow-up musical, Green Willow. First, this is Chris Connor in 1957 with Frank Lesser's My Heart Is So Full of You on Afterglow.
My heart is so full of you, so full of you. There is no room for anything more there. My heart is so full of you, so full of you. There is no room for anything more. What other wish can I wish? What other plan can I plan? What other dream can I dream? And what for? Whatever for? When my heart is so full of you, so full of you, there is no room. What other wish can I wish? What other plan can I plan? What other dream can I dream? And what for? Whatever for? When my heart is so
solitary. Why?
to wander.
Barbra Streisand, live at the Bon Soir in 1962 with Never Will I Marry, a popular song from Frank Lesser's 1960 Broadway flop, Green Willow. Before that, Chris Connor with My Heart Is So Full of You, a song from his more successful 1956 musical, The Most Happy Fella. Frank Lesser wrote one more successful musical before he passed away from lung cancer at age 59 in 1969, and that final musical ended up being his most successful show, both critically and commercially. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, a satire about American corporate life, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1962, the Tony Award for Best Musical, and ran for more than 1,400 performances, which was a record at the time. Several songs have endured, including I Believe in You, an anthem of self-confidence, and Brotherhood of Man, a song that riles up the crowd in a similar gospel revival fashion as other Frank Lesser hits like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition and Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat. And let's hear each of these songs now. First, this is Nancy Wilson in 1963 with Frank Lesser's I Believe in You on Afterglow.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yes, you do. Ah, oh, but there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Slam bang, tang reminiscent of gin and vermouth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Oh, brother.
Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli, mother and daughter, live in 1964 at the London Palladium with a medley of the traditional song When the Saints Go Marching In and Frank Lesser's 1961 song Brotherhood of Man. Before that, we heard Nancy Wilson in 1963 with I Believe in You. Both of these songs come from Frank Lesser's final Broadway hit show, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And thanks for tuning in to this Frank Lesser edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.